Good morning, Kansas City. Oh, my goodness. Just back home from a fabulous vacation on our Danube River cruise. You've probably heard me talking about this for, over a year now. We had 101 people sign up. We had two couples that had to cancel last minute due to medical issues, and it's a shame. They missed a great, great trip. And today you're going to hear a lot from the people that went on this Danube River cruise. We left, most of us left on October 26th. We spent an extra night or a night at a hotel in Budapest before we got on the Ama Stella, brand new river cruise by Ama Waterways. And we cruised the Danube River all the way up to Prague is where we ended up. Some went home from Munich, some went on to Munich, but most of us went to Prague. And you know, whether this is a first, whether you've never river cruised or not, whether you've never been on the Danube, whether you've never been to that Eastern Europe part of the world, I really encourage you to listen today. I didn't do the figures, but I think about 70% of the people that were with us were first-time river cruisers. Many were first-time river cruisers to the Danube, but had done a river cruise before. So I think you will find this show very, very fascinating. And I asked everybody, and we only got back, hey, late Monday night, and everybody's still trying to get caught up and, you know, caught up on sleep as well as those of us who work, still work. And it was, you know, a kind of a crazy week. So I asked everybody to send their three top favorite memories. And I'm going to read you some of them. I can't read them all during the show, and not everybody had a chance to send theirs in, and so I'll read some more next week. But I just want you to hear a couple of them. Janet Barker. And by the way, for those of you solo travelers, Janet is actually my little brother in the Big Brothers program's mother. And she went by herself, but she was so much enjoyed it. And here's what Janet says. Mark, my favorite memories. Excellent staff on the Ama Stella. Always polite, cheerful, well-trained, truly a luxurious vacation, well-organized, and lovely rooms. And this is what I love about river cruising, what she says right now, because it's so easy to meet people, and people are so friendly. She said fellow passengers were welcoming, sharing, and fun to be with. And Lori Walker, who I hope maybe will call today, she, again, solo traveler, went with her friend Tracy Baxter. And I love how Lori worded this. She says, as far as thoughts around the trip, I would say, first of all, that the Ama Stella experience, the river cruise experience on that Ama Stella cruise ship, was top-notch. From the staff, to the food and wine, to the scenery, to the amenities, and the ship itself, I couldn't have asked for a better experience on my first riverboat cruise. The variety of tour offerings, or chance to be on our own, allowed us each to customize the trip to our individual preferences, and sailing on the Danube provided a unique view of the countryside from the beautiful Illuminations cruise in Budapest to the picturesque views of the cities along the river. Then she says, one of the best days to me was the Dernstein walking tour and wine tasting. The weather was perfect and the foliage and countryside was spectacular. And by the way, I agree. That was my favorite day. That was so great. She said, it felt like we found a hidden gem in Austria. We loved, this is something they did as far as a tour. We loved the Strauss-Mozart concert in the music capital of the world, Vienna. What a great experience. As well as finishing up in Prague, one of my new favorite cities. And I think almost everybody agreed. I mean, everybody loved Budapest, and I was so pleased, and this is how I designed this trip, to start in Budapest and go end up in Prague. Either way is great, but I personally like the way we did it best, because Prague, seriously, one of the most spectacular, wonderful, historic cities in all of the world. Not just Europe, in all of the world. Susan Cordes says, we love the cruise. It's hard to narrow. Everybody, by the way, said it's hard to narrow the list of my favorite things. But here are three. The changing colors of all of the trees along the Danube were beautiful. And they really were. Gosh, it was just gorgeous. I've been to a lot of fall foliage areas of the world, Canada, New England, you know, all over. And truly, we just hit it right. And then Susan said, we enjoyed all the wine tastings on board and also the one at the Berg Clam Castle. That was really cool because this was a wine-themed cruise, and AMA Waterways did some really neat, special, unique, exclusive things just for us for the wine tasting part of it. And we did two nights at Castles, but the one at Berg, I really agree. That's where they had these knights all dressed up in their shining armor from head to toe waiting for us. That was cool. And then she said the Viennese wine and music evening was great fun. That was the Hürger. That's what Peter Grunauer kind of was in charge of. He did a great job on that. And then, you know, I've got so many more. Let me just read a couple more. I love this. This is from Sue Worthy. She said, Mark, it's really difficult to limit to three, but here's my attempt at our top three. First of all, the pre-cruise package in Budapest. What a prime hotel location directly on the Danube. It provided a perfect location for nearby exploration of historic sites, shops, and restaurants, as well as sampling of the ethnic foods prepared by street vendors. Okay, then, this was something I did with Sue and her husband, Stan. Brad, my friend Brad Clark, went with me. Number two for Sue is she called it the private tour of the Austrian Lake Districts. And I really want you to listen to this because this is important. This is something I did because I hadn't done it before and I wanted to find out about it. The Austrian Lake District was strikingly beautiful scenery in spite of dreary weather. We had a rainy day that day, but it was just so beautiful. It was just a stroke of luck that the tour turned out to be private. There was four of us on a 50-passenger motor coach. It was so fun. But that tells you a little bit about AMA Waterways. Many companies would have canceled that trip and not spent the money on that motor coach for just four people. AMA Waterways did not. And then Sue says her third favorite memory was the post-cruise package in Prague. Walking tour of Prague through the castle grounds, one on the Charles Bridge, and through the streets enabled us to see the highlights of Prague in a short amount of time, and at the same time allowed us to become oriented enough for further exploration on our own. And by the way, Sue, let me just tell you, if you're listening, the pair of shoes you bought in Vilshofen were absolutely beautiful. Part of my job, I helped her decide on which shoes to pick. That's so funny. Anyway, excuse me, I love hosting any kind of vacation with a group of people, but I especially love river cruising. And I really mean it. If you've never river cruised, I hope you listen to this show, and I hope you will maybe hear some things that might get you to try it, because there is no... I mean, river cruising right now is the fastest growing segment of the vacation industry. I think you've heard me say that for a long time. It is also the highest rated satisfaction destination of any kind of vacation there is. Let me say that one more time. The highest rated satisfaction vacation, type of vacation, that there is, period. Isn't that amazing? And you're going to hear today why people enjoyed their river cruise. I tell you, we just had such a great time. And again, hey, if you are interested in finding out more about river cruises or any kind of vacations, we are open until 3 o'clock today. That number at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours is 816-505-1500. And in 3 weeks from this coming Tuesday, on December 6th, we will do another river cruise seminar at our office, where we will have three different cruise lines, river cruise lines, AMA Waterways, Avalon, and Uniworld River Cruises. There, the representatives will be there to talk to you all about what river cruises are. I'll be there to talk to you how to choose the proper river cruise line for you. Because don't think just because you know Viking River that it's the perfect river cruise line for you. Let us help you make that decision. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Hey, stay tuned. You're going to hear now, when we get back, from someone who went with us, and it was her and her husband's first river cruise, and she celebrated the Chicago Cubs World Series when we were on the river cruise. So stay tuned, and you're going to hear more about the wonderful world of river cruise vacations, and I'll be right back.
It's time to let loose with Royal Caribbean. This is not a cruise. This is a shore-exploring adventure of a lifetime. From secluded spot-finding on Nevis Beach in St. Kitts to rainforest roaming in Puerto Rico's El Yunque. Take an airboat ride through unspoiled marsh in Belize and caravan through Costa Maya on an ATV. Hop shore to shore on board ships with exciting thrills of their own. Discover more from port to port with the cruise line voted best overall 13 years running. Do it all while saving 50% off of your second guest, plus up to $100 to spend at sea. Take advantage of this bonus offer, saving you 25% of third and fourth guests as well. Call to book your next adventure today. This offer is only around for a limited time. This is not the Caribbean. This is the Royal Caribbean. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 today. Or visit online, chkc.travel. You deserve a vacation. It's island time, all the time, with Celebrity Cruises. November is the biggest sale of the year with the Season of Savings event, saving you money on any stateroom almost anywhere we sail. Plus, when you book an Ocean View stateroom or higher, the first two guests each choose one free perk. A classic beverage package, unlimited high-speed internet, prepaid tips, or $150 to spend on board. Plus, if you upgrade to a suite, the first two guests each save $400 on their cruise fare and get all four free perks. Family and friends get perks too. Each guest beyond the first two in a stateroom get a classic non-alcoholic beverage package and a 40-minute high-speed internet package. Don't wait. Call now during the Season of Savings to book your next Celebrity Cruise. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today, 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 or visit online, chkc.travel. And remember, you deserve a great vacation.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. And enjoy the unique gourmet inclusive luxury experience by Charisma. The Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%, plus kids stay free. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours at 816-505-1500.
Hey, this is Mark Comfort, owner of Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours, inviting you to join me and Dick and Renee of 94.9 Radio at the spectacular El Dorado Seaside Suites in the beautiful Riviera Maya area of Mexico. And this is in the heart of winter, February 5th through the 10th, nonstop flight. Adults only, ultra all-inclusive property. This brand new property you will absolutely love. Dick and Renee will be broadcasting live from this property. Again, February 5th through the 10th. Give us a call today to find out more at 816-505-1500 or online, cruiseholidayskc.com. That's cruiseholidayskc.com. And don't miss out. If you want to have a pre-Valentine's Day sweetheart get-together with your sweetheart, maybe renew your vows with the Reverend Dick Wilson and the Reverend Renee. Anyway, give us a call today at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail.
Welcome back to Vacation Views. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about literally, 6 days ago, we got back from our Danube River cruise. Many of us, it was 6 days. We spent 7 days on the river, the Danube River, cruising from Budapest to Vilshofen, and then we took a motor coach up to Prague. Most of us, several people, went to Munich. And what a great experience we had. And again, like I said, probably a good 70% of the people who were with our group were first-time river cruisers. And here I have Mary Woody on the line with me, again, a first-time river cruiser. Mary, welcome to Vacation Views.
Well, good morning, Mark. Welcome, and welcome home. We're still kind of re-entering, right?
I think we're all still in that, la-la land, I call it, jet lag stage. But anyway, when we were, let's step back a second. So everybody knows, many people have heard this voice and heard this name on my show for many, many years. Mary Woody recently retired from Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. And this was, in a way, Mary, this river cruise was kind of a retirement gift to yourself, wasn't it?
It really was, Mark. When you kind of brought it up to me, I was like, I don't know about river cruises. And then you showed me the itinerary, and I said, I think my exact words was, this is us. And I think it was even more interesting. I brought the flyer home, showed my husband, and he said, this is us. So I don't know how you knew, Mark, but this is the exact destinations we wanted to go to.
Well, and your husband, Richard, is a real World War II historian. I was just impressed with how much he knew about, the World War II area and, of course, the area we were in. And, oh, my gosh, he had to love this too, Mary.
Oh, you know what? That's what I said, Mark. And of course, never being on a river cruise, not really knowing what to expect, but, until you really experience it. But really and truly, if you're an historian and you really want to really engage in these areas, it's unbelievable. I mean, and plus the tours that are included, it really makes it for a really complete package.
Did Mary, let me ask you this. Did you have, I'm kind of on a theme of favorite memories. It's so hard to pick, I know, but if you had to pick three of your favorite memories on this river cruise, what would they be?
A couple of them, of course, Budapest was one of my cities that I have never been to, so it was just being there. And I'm sorry, this sounds so silly, but just that illumination cruise that night when we drove past all the castles and the buildings, it was like a picture. It was like a storybook. You just couldn't even experience, feel that experience. But that was number one. Vienna for Richard and I, that was always kind of on our bucket list. And what an incredible city. And what I think was one of the neatest things, Mark, is one of those tours when we did the hidden treasures of Vienna, where we got to go down to the catacombs and St. Stephen's
yeah,
Church,
yeah.
Places that usually are not available. But Amma brought those things to us. And then, of course, another big one was Prague, spending, three nights there. That was absolutely incredible. Just between the tours, the city, and having that city never been bombed during World War II, you really felt like you were back in time. And as Richard said, every time you turned around, you had to take another photo. I mean, it was just that incredible, unbelievable structures in Prague as well.
And, Mary, I had said earlier in the start of my program, I loved the direction, the way we did this from starting in Budapest and ending up in Prague. Did you agree that this was kind of a good sequence of the way we did the river cruise and direction?
Mark? Exactly. And again, not having done it, it really was. It was perfect way because I think, Prague, so many people have not been there. And like you said, the bulk of the people picked it. Many people like ourselves included have been to Munich. So they were looking for something different. It was a perfect way to kind of go through the countries, starting in Hungary and then, going to Austria and then going to Germany and then ending up in the Czech Republic. So really and truly, people think of river cruise, they're thinking they're not seeing many different destinations or countries. You saw plenty of different countries. Great way to go.
Yeah, we saw four countries on this trip in 7 days.
Exactly.
Hey, Mary, would Richard say anything different in his top three memories than you?
A couple of things, and actually, I probably should have put it up there. We did the tour. I know many of the people in the group went down to Salzburg, had never been there. We had been there, and actually, Mark, from your direction, we took that tour up to Český Krumlov. And I am telling you, that probably was one of Richard's top. I mean, that city, of course, it's on the Czech-Austrian border. It's a historic old town, even a UNESCO heritage site, but it basically was restored. And, it's really a top tourist area for people that live in Austria and the Czech Republic. Absolutely incredible, almost kind of like a walled city out of nowhere, and a beautiful tour we took up in there. So that would be one. And also, too, of course, Richard being such a World War II historian, when we went to the concentration camp in Theresienstadt and outside of Prague, again, very moving for the whole group. But again, just the history and of what happened. And as you and I know, they showed us the propaganda film that went out, trying to tell people back at that time everything was great. It's really amazing of what really went on in history at that time.
It was just fascinating, I agree. And that was actually a transportation concentration camp, which I didn't know anything about. Your husband did, but I sure did. It was fun being around Richard. So he'd get all excited excited about these things I'd never heard of. Yeah. And I back to that Chesky Krumlov. Isn't that that ancient walled city? Isn't it like stepping back 500 or 600 years, Mary?
Oh, it was. I mean, when you like I said, you're taking this. It was probably about an hour and a half from where the ship had docked, and actually, it just was. All of a sudden, it just shows up in this beautiful city. And I don't know if we told you, Mark, they were actually filming a movie there too, as well. Of course, to have this beautiful castle and everything else that was up there was absolutely incredible. So, people really enjoyed it. Wonderful, you know, history of the castle and everything else up there. But yeah, a big highlight for many people.
Mary, did you, especially being an ocean cruise person with, you know, the bigger ships, they obviously the ocean cruise ships have all the entertainment and so many different options. Did you enjoy the smaller sized river cruise ship with 140 people on it?
Well, I think I told you. I said the big ocean lines will take you to the destinations. The smaller river cruises are going to take you through the destination and really immerse yourself in that area and those countries. I loved it. Being on a small ship, you know, my husband loved it, Mark, because there was no casino for me, so that was really a big savings. But I said, in all honesty, you were so busy, you know, during the day. And like I said, the tours that were all complimentary, it's incredible. So you were very busy and tired, you know, so it really, so they had some local, wonderful, you know, musicians come on in the evening, and it was great. It was, you know, you don't miss any of that thing because you're really there for that destination and learning about that part of the world.
You know, Mary, 60% of the River Cruise Line customers come from ocean cruising because they want to see inland Europe, usually as their first thought. Mm-hmm. But would you recommend somebody that is a dyed-in-the-wool ocean cruiser to try river cruising?
I would. And, Mark, like what you guys do at Cruise Holidays, you guys are so good about talking to your customers about what they want. And like you said, it's a, you know, you can't go to Vienna, really via an ocean cruise, you know, this the transportation and the logistics and the time. And so, like I said, to see what we saw, it's a wonderful experience. And again, most of the people on board, like you said, were first timers, and it was all about those destinations and getting there and getting all the, you know, information they wanted about those countries.
Mary, did you feel like that river cruise experience exceeded your expectations or met your expectations?
I think it exceeded my expectations. When you looked at what was included, and as I know, Mark, I had dinner with you a few nights, though they fill those wine glasses. It's quite full.
They sure
but,
do.
You know, all your wines, you know, local regional wines are excellent wines. Your beer and such, those are included at, you know, lunch and dinner. And then, like I said, those tours, and I listened to you earlier when you said only four people, yet they still had that big buzz. So I think when people would pay to do these tours, you know, you have to look at the value of that as well. I mean, absolutely incredible. And top-notch guides everywhere. So everywhere we went, you know, AMA had the resources, they had the people, and they had the top-notch staff to bring you through it. So absolutely exceeded our expectations.
And you being an ocean cruise veteran of nearly 30 years, you understand that, don't you? You understand the logistics and all of that, and I think that's great. And Mary, you also know that you've called on us for, gosh, 27 years now, almost 28 years. And do you know Monday, November 14th, is our 28th anniversary in business?
Well, we'll have to have a party or have a drink that night. Congratulations to all.
Well, and thank you very much. It was a pleasure traveling with you. That's the most fun part about it that I love. I get to spend time, quality time with people like you and your husband, Richard. Mary, thanks so much. I bet we'll see you on another river cruise sometime soon.
I think so. Thanks again, Mark. Have a great day.
You do the same. And that was Mary Woody, who worked for Royal Caribbean for literally a little over 30 years, and it was her first river cruise. And I was so interested in seeing how she would like it, as well as her husband. And it was so much fun to watch Mary. And, of course, she was ecstatic because she's from Chicago and the Cubs won the World Series, so she was double loving it. Hey, stay tuned. Wait till you hear our next guest. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back.
Make great memories at Grand Caribe and Grand Puerto all-inclusive resorts. Here on the beautiful shores of our oceanfront Cancun and Riviera Maya, Mexico resorts, we invite you to reconnect with the feelings and people that matter most. Summer is all about togetherness. Our resorts are all about summer. Catch up with old friends while dining al fresco, splash in the pool with the kids, and enjoy a couple's massage with the one you love, all in the warmth of the Caribbean sun. And if you prefer a great adults-only vacation experience, think Hyatt Zilara Zilara Rose Hall or Hyatt Zilara Cancun all-inclusive resorts. A destination experience enhanced with personal pleasures like swim-up suites, gourmet dining, and world-class spas. It's all included with our genuine service from the heart. Call the all-inclusive specialists at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City at 816-505-1500 or visit us online at chkc.travel.
Book your vacation now and ask about additional savings.
KCMO keeps you updated.
CBS News Update.
The gun's being shot in the air. The gun's being shot. Someone got shot. Someone got shot.
In Portland, a man was shot amid commotion at a protest over President-elect Donald Trump's election as police tried to break up crowds with tear gas.
This is the Portland police. This is an unlawful assembly.
Even in Dallas, protesters took to the streets.
Not my president! Not my president!
About 150 arrests in Los Angeles.
The demonstrators marched through the streets of L.A. for hours, trailed by a long line of police cars. The officers allowed them to get their messages out. Police finally shut things down after giving dispersal orders over and over again.
KNX reporter John Baird, 11 arrests in New York. Overseas, more anti-Trump protests, including in Germany. After 24 hours of silence on Twitter, Mr. Trump tweeted, "This will prove to be a great time in the lives of all Americans." CBS News Update, I'm Steve.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
You're going to be out and about early this morning. Be sure to give yourself a few extra minutes because you're going to need to scrape the windshield off. Frosty start for a lot of us as we see 20s and 30s across the area. Sunshine through Saturday, only reaching the middle 50s for highs. That's going to make for a chilly and clear evening. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Denali is a place like no other, and with 7 decades of Alaskan experience, Holland American Line is uniquely qualified to be your guide. And now we introduce a new way to experience the essence of this iconic national park, with the refined comfort our guests have come to expect. This is Denali Square, a private retreat on the site of our 60-acre McKinley Chalet Resort. Spend up to 3 nights here relaxing and exploring the park's wildlife and grandeur. A central amphitheater hosts ranger talks, local musicians, and Denali-themed presentations. Stroll the boardwalk, shop for Alaskan merchandise away from the crowds, and perhaps meet a local artist in residence. Enjoy casual dining at Cartson's Public House. In the evenings, cozy fire circles welcome friends old and new. Discover a whole new Denali experience. Denali Square, only with Holland American Line. Ready to go? Call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. 505-1500.
Not all families want the same thing out of a vacation. That's why with the Marvel Resort All-Inclusive Family Emotion Program, you get to customize the perfect family vacation from beginning to end. Start by choosing your perfect style of accommodations in spacious 2 or 3 bedroom residences, everyone together under one roof. Then enjoy our package inclusions that go beyond all-inclusive. Enjoy a welcome basket or snacks for the family, a customizable bundle of beach and pool toys, plus shower, bath, and splash accessories for babies, kids, and teens. A logo tote with gift card. A customized family picnic. Xbox consoles and DVD players. A bath accessories basket for mom. A keepsake photo album with CD of your pictures. And gift card to develop the photos one's home. And more. It truly is a family vacation unlike any other. To find out more about Marvel's great Family Emotions program, call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today. 816-505-1500. Or a visit us online at chkc.travel.
Hey, it's Carson. Check out the podcast this weekend. We covered the election of the Orange One, the end of the Clinton era, and interviewed some of the biggest area politicos and had fun doing it. KCMOTalkRadio.com. Look for Carson in the morning.
Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And thanks for listening. I love talking vacations, but I love even more experiencing vacations. And when I host a trip like I did this last Danube River trip, and if you're just tuning in, we are talking about our Danube River cruise that we just got back from. Most all of us just got back on Monday night. Still working through jet lag and catching up at work. But, you know, one of the things I really, really like about going on these cruises, hosting these cruises, is learning the story. Everybody has a story. And I love learning about people and what it is that's kind of cool in their life. Maybe what reason it is that they are on this river cruise. And this next story I think you're going to love With me right now is Mr. Fred O'Halloran. And Fred, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm so glad you came on. And you and your beautiful wife, Linda, I might add, did something so uniquely different. You were on to celebrate life, weren't you?
Yes, we were.
Tell us a little bit about that, if you'd be so kind.
Well, we had a very traumatic experience about 2.5 years ago and almost lost her. And she had a liver transplant. And life is great, and we just wanted to celebrate. One, it was our 40th anniversary a year ago, and also celebrate our new life together. So we figure our life is about 2.5 years old right now.
Yeah, that's you've got a new start on life when you
absolutely.
I can't even imagine, Fred, when you have somebody that you love so dearly and you almost lose her, what it must be like. Every day must be a gift. And I know Linda, with that liver transplant, was very nervous about traveling internationally. And I got to tell you, one of the highlights of my cruise, honest to goodness, is when your wife, about the third or fourth day in, looked at me and said, "Mark, I'm so glad I came." And I know you're so glad you came too, right, with her?
Absolutely. We went from very timid to now talking about maybe doing another one. It was an absolute... You can't describe the words. It was so much fun and so fulfilling.
Well, I know you were having breakfast this morning with Frank Farentelli and Chip Lurding and sharing your stories. But honestly, because you first, Fred, three favorite memories. Can you narrow them down to three?
That's pretty tough. Well, that's a real tall order. I mean, the boat was awesome. I mean, the service, the rooms. Of course, it was only a few months old, but the whole crew was incredible and just made you feel at home. We got there to Budapest, and rather than take a nap like some folks did, we just went out and walked the city. Walked across the chain bridge, and unfortunately the gondola was closed. We walked up the hill to the palace, and were able to see the change in the guard, which is pretty cool.
Did you tell me you two walked around 9 miles or so that day?
Yes, we did.
God bless you. That's one way to stay awake and get in shape.
It kept us awake, there's no question. We had a blast.
Budapest is a great city, isn't it?
It is. You know, part of the thing that struck me on this whole trip, you know, we have our history in the United States, so we all understand it from our perspective, but, you know, there's a whole bunch of life that we don't totally understand. We went to a little memorial they have along the river there where the Jewish folks were killed during the war. I mean, a bunch of shoes, and, you know, and it was very hard to watch because you look at one little pair of shoes, you're like, oh, my God, these are kids, these babies. But what struck me was just the whole impact of... I mean, here the war is 70 years old, and they're still all talking about it, how it impacted their generations, their lives over there. And
it's crazy, and you are so right. The history over there is like nothing, you know, maybe we've seen, and maybe arguably some of the best history anywhere in the world. What else, Fred, did really strike you as a top memory?
Well, the Illumination Cruise Friday night was awesome. I mean, we've just really, really enjoyed that. That was an incredible experience. But, you know, we really enjoyed, we wanted to go to Salzburg, like a lot of folks did, and we went to college in Vermont, and that's where the Von Trapp family from Sound of Music settled, went to their lodge.
Oh, yeah.
So we kind of wanted to see where they started from. But before we made the final decision, we asked Dragon, our cruise manager, if it was him, where would he do? And he said, well, you know, chances are if you ever come back to Europe, you'll have a chance to go to Salzburg again, but you'll probably almost never go to Krumlov.
Chesky Krumlov, yeah.
And so we went to that. And besides the fact that the sun was out all day over there.
Yeah, you got lucky there. But isn't that, Mary Woody was just talking about that. Isn't that like going back in time 500 or 600 years?
Absolutely. I mean, it's an incredible experience. The buildings are unreal. The food's pretty cool over there. But it really, from the outer ring where we parked, then we walked across, and you walked under that the bridge from the castle. It's like walking in a different era in time.
It absolutely 100% is. If I asked you if Linda had a different experience that was a top memory, what would that be?
I think the Illumination of tour she really, really liked.
And let me share with our listeners what that is. AMA Waterways is one of the very few cruise lines that do this. But on the very first night that we get on the cruise, we actually overnight in Budapest. But they, meaning AMA Waterways, takes us out at night after dinner, so around 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and they take us for 45 minutes up and down the Danube so you can see that incredible city of Budapest at night. And I mean, arguably, that is the most beautiful city to see from the river at night of any city in the world, and I think everybody really enjoyed that. That set everything, that set the stage for the rest of the trip, didn't it, Fred?
Oh, absolutely. It was, I mean, I've got like 1,350 pictures from this trip. I got to figure out how to sort them all out, but the whole trip was magnificent.
Fred, you travel a lot, and you travel a lot over your career, and you stayed at a lot of nice resorts. Did this cruise experience as lodging, as food and service, meet your expectations or exceed them?
Oh, I think it definitely exceeded them. The service was every bit as good as a Four Seasons or a Ritz. The employees were extremely well trained. They understood the importance of taking care of us. There was never a crossword, nothing. One time, one of the guys I had breakfast with asked for like a triple espresso, and the waiter like, huh? That was the only time it stood out that anything was even questioned. It was very, very nice.
I'm so glad. And I know, you know, obviously celebrating, and I invited you to the captain's table that night, especially to celebrate that celebration of life. And I'll probably get tears in my eyes thinking about this, but when they delivered that cake, you and Linda both had tears in your eyes, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It was, you know, you folks went way out of the way to accommodate everybody, birthdays and anniversaries, and that was much more than we expected.
Well,
yeah. I know the captain was an incredible experience because for those who don't know, one night, one table, 10 or 12 people. And so it was a really extraordinary experience for us. And he was so gracious, but that was just beyond comprehension.
That was a special night, and I'll have that in my memory bank, Fred, honestly, for a long, long time, because nothing is more valuable than enjoying life together with your spouse.
Absolutely.
Sharing memories, and with you guys, life took even a different turn than you might have thought a few years ago, but now you get a second chance at life, and I think that's just so exciting.
Yeah, it really is, and that's the way we look at it. Every day is a blessed day, and it's a new day, and just figure out why we're still here, so, but
Well, I want to tell you, it was a pleasure to get to know you better. Obviously, it was a pleasure to get to know your wife better, Linda. And that was a great group of people we went with, too, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun. Really nice people. And, you know, I expectations were not that high as far as getting along with folks, but it's such a small area, small few, number of folks on the boat that you couldn't help but have a good time and enjoy each other's company.
Fred, and you've seen some wonderful food and presentation. I have a picture in front of me that Carolyn Payne took of one of the desserts, and wasn't their presentation fabulous?
It was. It, like I said earlier, it's every bit as good as some of the top-notch hotels out there. They really, I can't imagine other lines, or maybe one other line does it like they do. It really is a very impressive operation.
Well, I want to say thanks so much. I'm so glad you and Linda joined us. I know it was a leap of faith, especially for your wife, but now there will be more trips ahead, won't there be?
Well, we've gone from not really wanting to go, apprehensive, to now we're talking about another one. So
I love it. I love it.
It was really a great experience, and I know we'll do some more.
Fred O'Halloran, thanks so much. It was a pleasure to get to know you and your wife, Linda, so well.
Thank you, Mark. I enjoyed it.
Okay, take care. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, what a great story. What a great story. Everybody has a story in life, and I love learning about people's stories and love to hear their favorites. But that was a really special celebration of life. Isn't that just the coolest thing? And again, people go on these vacations for so many different reasons. Maybe it's an anniversary. Maybe it's a birthday. In this case, it was a celebration of life. Now, I want to read you some more of the favorite memories. I think you'll love this. Steve McBride, who's been with me, Steve and his wonderful wife, Peggy, been with me a lot. He has fallen in love with river cruises. His top three memories of the trip were, again, like Fred just said, the Illuminations cruise in Budapest. Then he said, listen, I love this, simply everything about Prague. And that's true. And the one thing that hasn't been said yet that I think is one of the highlights of this trip, one of the biggest surprises, in a little bitty community called Melk, M-E-L-K, in Austria, there is the most incredible Benedictine Abbey you will ever see anywhere in your life. And I think probably because Steve went to Benedictine in Atchison. He said that Benedictine Abbey at Melk was one of his favorite three memories. And it's so interesting. Everybody said it was so hard to pick. I hear Scott Kolbeck, a new person to our group, and Scott and his beautiful bride Lisa made a lot of friends with a lot of people I know on there. And this is what he said: top three memories about the whole trip. Number one was friendships. He said friendships made on this trip were a huge surprise. We made so many new friends and had such an enjoyable time with them. We knew we would have a great time, but the fun we had with our new friends is immeasurable. And then he said beauty. The spectacular views as we traveled the Danube River were breathtaking. When we booked this a long time ago, we did not take into account the time of the year and the colors of the trees. To see a castle or a monastery on top of a bluff or mountain cloaked by the vibrant colors of the leaves were breathtaking. And then I thought, I agree with that. And gosh, you can never tell exactly when the color changes, but we did get lucky. We were blessed. We hit it right. And then he said food. He said pork, lamb, beef, Hungarian goulash, Wiener schnitzel, etc. Need I say more? And the only thing I would say, washed down with some great wine and beer. It was a wine-themed cruise, so we sure had our share of wine and learned a lot about wine. That was just a fun memory that will last a lifetime for most of us. I have got to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk more about the wonderful world of vacations. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be right back.
It's Island Time, all the time, with Celebrity Cruises. November is the biggest sale of the year with the Season of Savings event, saving you money on any stateroom almost anywhere we sail. Plus, when you book an Ocean View stateroom or higher, the first two guests each choose one free perk, a classic beverage package, unlimited high-speed internet, prepaid tips, or $150 to spend on board. Plus, if you upgrade to a suite, the first two guests each save $400 on their cruise fare and get all four free perks. Family and friends get perks too. Each guest beyond the first two in a stateroom get a classic non-alcoholic beverage package and a 40-minute high-speed internet package. Don't wait. Call now during the Season of Savings to book your next Celebrity Cruise. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today, 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500, or visit online, chkc.travel. And remember, you deserve a great vacation.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. And enjoy the unique gourmet-inclusive luxury experience by Charisma, the Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%, plus kids stay free. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours at 816-505-1500.
It's time to let loose with Royal Caribbean. This is not a cruise. This is a shore-exploring adventure of a lifetime. From secluded spot finding on Nevis Beach in St. Kitts to rainforest roaming in Puerto Rico's El Yunque. Take an airboat ride through unspoiled marsh in Belize and caravan through Costa Maya on an ATV. Hop shore to shore on board ships with exciting thrills of their own. Discover more from port to port with the cruise line voted best overall 13 years running. Do it all while saving 50% off of your second guest, plus up to $100 to spend at sea. Take advantage of this bonus offer, saving you 25% of third and fourth guests as well. Call to book your next adventure today. This offer is only around for a limited time. This is not the Caribbean. This is the Royal Caribbean. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 today. Or visit online, chkc.travel. You deserve a vacation.
Denali is a place like no other, and with 7 decades of Alaskan experience, Holland American Line is uniquely qualified to be your guide. And now we introduce a new way to experience the essence of this iconic national park with the refined comfort our guests have come to expect. This is Denali Square, a private retreat on the site of our 60-acre McKinley Chalet Resort. Spend up to 3 nights here relaxing and exploring the park's wildlife and grandeur. A central amphitheater hosts ranger talks, local musicians, and Denali-themed presentations. Stroll the boardwalk, shop for Alaskan merchandise away from the crowds, and perhaps meet a local artist in residence. Enjoy casual dining at Cartson's Public House. In the evenings, cozy fire circles welcome friends old and new. Discover a whole new Denali experience. Denali Square, only with Holland American Line. Ready to go? Call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. 505-1500.
Hey, it's Mike Ferguson from the Midday Show. Have a great weekend. On Monday, hey, there's petitions to get rid of the Electoral College. Should we even think about it? Noon to 1 on Monday, right here on KCMO Talk Radio.
Welcome back to our last segment of Vacation Views, and thanks so much for tuning in. And veterans, may I say, God bless you all. Any of you that have been or are in the military, thank you so much. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and just being on this Danube River cruise and seeing the sacrifices that were made to keep freedoms for people, I'll tell you what, that's really an incredible experience going into formerly communist-controlled countries, formerly Nazi-held countries. My gosh, that's so sobering, and it really makes you appreciate our veterans and those people who have served our country so well. So veterans, thank you so very, very much for your service. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. Anyway, we're talking about the world of vacations. And by the way, I do love hosting these trips. I just do so much. One of the greatest joys I have when I host these trips is just my nature. I love to help break the ice, have people get to meet each other, just like you heard from Scott Colbeck and Lisa, how their number one memory was meeting new friends, friends that I bet they'll have for a long, long time and travel with a lot more. That's just my nature, and I love watching people have a good time, and I love sharing memories that truly will last a lifetime with people. I've got so many great pictures, and you know, that's just how we do it. Now, 2017 is going to be a big year for me for hosted vacations. Let me just tell you, and if you're interested in any of these, just give us a call or check our website out, cruiseholidayskc.com, cruiseholidayskc.com, or 816-505-1500, But in February, I'm hosting this group with Dick Wilson and Renee in, you know, of 94.9 KCMO FM in sunny Mexico, just south of Cancun. That is going to be a great trip at a five-star resort called the El Dorado Seaside Suites. It's for adults only, and what a great way to have a pre-Valentine's celebration, guys and ladies. And by the way, what a nice Christmas gift to give each other, a birthday or anniversary gift. And Dick and Renee are going to be doing a renewal of vows. So if that's of interest to you, give us a call. That's February 5th through the 10th. Remember how cold it's going to be at that time. Then late February, February 24th and March 8th, I am so excited about this. We are going, Mimi and I both, are going to do a five-star luxury trip to India. 5 nights at the most luxurious hotels up in New Delhi area, seeing the Taj Mahal both at sunset and sunrise. Then we're going to fly down to Calcutta, get on a luxury 14-suite ship, and we will cruise the Ganges River, learning all about the history and the culture of that incredible country. Then in August, when it's hottest here, we're going to go up to the Canadian Rockies on the Rocky Mountaineer train experience, one of the most luxurious train experiences in the world. And then we will go in October back to Europe on a river cruise on AMA Waterways, doing what's called Europe's Rivers and Castles. And there we will start out again in Prague, go to Nuremberg. Bamberg will be on the main river, then 2 nights on the Rhine River, the best 2 nights on the Rhine, the valley of the castles, and then Rüdesheim. And then we'll go into the most beautiful part of all of Europe from the river point of view, the Moselle River, and end up in Luxembourg. And then people have their choice to stay in Luxembourg or go to Paris. And then, by the way, two of our really fun counselors, excuse me, Deb and Joanne, are leading a river cruise December 7th through the 14th on the Christmas markets, and that's a Rhine River cruise. The Christmas markets, that's a big, big deal. And boy, are those prices right. So if you're interested in any of these or anything else, let us know. We'd be happy to help you. We'd be honored to help you. November 14th is our 28th year in business. Can you believe that? Wow, what a fun ride it's been. Okay, back to some of these favorite memories. Carolyn Payne sent me a picture. She says, top three memories, touring Prague in a reproduction Model A car and the architecture of all the buildings in Prague and the astronomical clock. And then how polite she is. She says, and our second great memory was our great fun leader, Mark Comfort, and the many wine tastings in castles and restaurants. And the third was the fabulous food on Ama Waterways. And Dave Rittner, gosh, Dave was a great help to me. He took, gosh, I bet you 1,700 pictures. He said, he actually sent this to me and my assistant, Lynette. God bless you, Lynette. Thanks for doing such a great job. He said, thank you for a wonderful, incredibly organized trip that you structured. We sincerely appreciated all of your efforts and skill sets in a very complex 10-day-long program of activities that came off beautifully and, to what anyone could see from the outside, flawlessly. To many, it had to be a dream trip of a lifetime. It was for us. Not only was the Ama Cruise Line ship staff and activities superb, but the pre- and post-trips blended in perfectly. To do that with 100-plus people in attendance in multiple cities, four countries on a different continent, 1,000 miles away, is truly impressive. We sincerely appreciated all your efforts and those of your staff and contract suppliers. It all came together seamlessly. Again, thank you for all that you did on our behalf. And I say thank you to Ama Waterways. They are the ones that do the great job. My biggest job is to pick the right vendors. Here's another one I love. Marty Kenny, God bless. He's such a great guy. Marty says, Mark, Mona and I really enjoyed the trip and want to thank you for making it so special. When you accommodate the group, there is a feeling of comfort. That's got a good choice of words. That we are in good hands regardless of any unseen circumstances. You go way out of your way, as does your excellent staff, to make everything go smoothly and without worry. We definitely are interested in any future river cruises. How about that? You and Mimi have created something very special with Cruise Holidays, and you should be proud. And Marty, I am proud, and I thank you. One of the biggest things, you guys, I got an email from a couple that was not in our group from England, and they said, Mark, Simon and I would like to thank you and all your clients on the Ama Stella last week for making our Danube River cruise exceptionally memorable. I don't think I've ever met anyone from Kansas. You know, nobody knows Missouri. They all know Kansas before. But they were all so charming. It certainly has put Kansas on my wish list to come from England to visit. Everyone was so warm, welcoming, and friendly, and we were only sorry not to have said goodbye to each person individually. Well, I thought you would like to hear that. Hey, anyway, let me just say thanks so much. I appreciate all of you who went with me and us on this great experience. And I just love sharing these kind of memories, truly memories that last a lifetime. You deserve a great vacation. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week. Goodbye.